So getting back to your 25-year-old patient, what's his current status?
This is an older case, so he's actually done with all of the therapy. This is a patient who I enrolled in a study of gilteritinib added to frontline chemotherapy. He received one cycle, went into remission. I think he got a cycle of high-dose ARAC with gilteritinib and then went to transplant, got 2 years of maintenance on the study, completed all therapy. He's more than a year out from completing maintenance. He hasn't relapsed. He's back to full-time work, feels great, and has no long-term complications. Is that going to be everybody? No, but it certainly was the case for him, and I'm glad he had a great outcome. And if we look at patients who are 3 years out from transplant, their outcome is very good. We are seeing a really different experience with FLT3 mutated patients now than what we saw before because we've had advances in therapy. And I wouldn't say that that's limited to gilteritinib. We see that with midostaurin as well. There's a better cure rate now than we've ever had for this disease. And what we think of in terms of this is high-risk leukemia is really only if you don't treat it right. So if these patients don't get frontline FLT3 inhibitor, I worry about them. If they don't get transplanted, all the more. Patients with FLT3 ITD, I think, do benefit from transplant. There are data from Europe suggesting there's a subset of patients that may not need that. There are concerns that I have about those data that the PCR test that they're using is not validated for worldwide use and or standardized. And for that reason, I've not used allelic ratios to largely sway one way versus the other. And similarly, if these patients ever relapse, we know the outcome is very, very poor. So if they're transplant candidates, I've erred on the side of offering transplant to FLT3 ITD positive patients. The TKD mutation is a little bit less sinister, and so I can be swayed by patients based on treatment response. Perhaps their MRD will be more helpful. In Europe, they're more likely to use MRD to guide therapy than here in the US. We're a little bit late to the party in that management.